a dark foreknowledge separated her from all of whom she was the star and stage. Too great to impart the peril and the pain in her torn depths, she kept the grief to come as one who, watching over men left behind, takes up the load of an unwitting race, harboring a foe whom with her heart she must feed. Unknown her act, unknown the doom she faced, unhelped she must foresee and dread and dare. The long foreknown and fatal morn was here, bringing a noon that seemed like every noon, for nature walks upon her mighty way, unheeding when she breaks a soul, a life, leaving her slain behind, she travels on. Man only marks, and God all seeing eyes. In the story, it is because Savitri knows 1 year in advance what will be the fate of her companion. But like the rest of the story, it is a symbol. To know in advance what will be the circumstances of life, one ought to have the strength of a God. It is a supreme grace for man that the future is not revealed to him, because most of men wouldn't have the courage to live their life if they knew what it would be. The all-embracing divine consciousness is needed for the knowledge and to live in the present condition of the world and to do what one is expected to do and to act according to the Divine's will. And when this consciousness of man becomes wide, strong, and pure enough to know, or rather to share, the knowledge of the Divine, then this knowledge comes along with the consciousness. His supreme wisdom governs all the world and every and each detail of this world. It's only through identification with this supreme consciousness that man acquires at once the power to know and the power to bear and the power to do.